Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
There's levels to football. And just the knowledge and the accumulation that we have in our room, not just in the DB room, but in the linebackers room, in the D-line room. Just being able to really get out here and watch guys and learn how they move. And I think the biggest thing for me is the landmarks. So the field is completely different than college. And when I first got here, I could feel myself, like they would say, if my job was at the numbers, I was going to the college numbers, but I was missing the league numbers. So just being able to work on that. I like being anywhere, if I'm being honest. We talk about a positionless defense, so just being able to move around. I've been playing a lot of free safety, but I've also been to other safety, and I got some reps at Dom as well. So just being able to move around. We have a lot of guys that move around. You know, you see Kyle everywhere. You see Marlon everywhere. Guys move around a lot here and there. I told Chuck when I first got here, I was like, you remind me of Muschamp a lot, Will Muschamp. I was like, you're not as fiery. Muschamp will snap in a minute. But I was like, just the way they go about their business, you know, and just like the knowledge of football that they both have. Just, he texted me like at 5 this morning with film from Thursday practice, and I woke up and I was like, okay, cool, like that makes sense. So just being able to have somebody, that's how I want to be coached. I received that very well.
That's Malachi Starks, Ravens first round draft pick, safety out of the University of Georgia, and talking there about Chuck Pagano, brought in as a grand poobah for the defensive backfield, a sounding board for Zach Orr, defensive coordinator, and an ally and friend of John Harbaugh. And as you heard right there directly from the kid, he's loving every minute of it with Chuck Pagano, what he brings to the equation, the calm, cool, collected kind of a vibe that he brings, but also the business aspect, the work detail when it comes to the film study. 5 o'clock in the morning in here, wake up. Learn something. And Malachi Starks, as you heard, did and appreciated it and understood and respected the gesture, a kind one, but yet a coaching one,
yeah,
from Chuck Pagano there.
I think just listening to Malachi, I mean, if that's a kid that you drafted, and like if I'm Steve Bisciotti and I'm listening to the radio and I hear the interview of Malachi Starks like that, I'm proud that kid's on my football team. You know, the way he's, like you said, Bob, calm, cool, collective, that's the way he is, and that's the way he is on the field. I think it's not too big for him. He doesn't get rattled, and that's how he plays, too. And I think playing at Georgia and playing for a coach, you know, like Kirby, I think it makes life easy for him, and he's got all the right attributes that you want in this guy. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. Work ethic's off the charts. And he knows what it takes. I mean, to me, I think he's a pro's pro already.
He also talked about moving around defensively, like the Ravens, what they call chess piecing them up a little bit. And, you know, Kyle Hamilton is the ultimate chess piece. hasn't been at OTAs. He'll be there next week for mandatory minicamp, unlike some other teams in the division, which we'll get to here in a second. But he likes the challenge. He seems to be up to the challenge. And as he mentioned, Will Muschamp, when he was at Georgia as well, it's not something that's going to overwhelm him. It sounds like it's something that's second nature and in his DNA to do. Hey, whatever you need me to do, I got you covered here.
Yeah.
Literally.
And I think, you know, he's extremely coachable. Extremely coachable. So, I mean, he will be a... it's not going to be a pleasant surprise. I think he's just going to step right in and he's going to act like, you know, he's a 10-year vet. And, you know, what was he, 3-year starter at Georgia? So, I mean, going from Georgia to the NFL, all right, he's a little quicker. And, you know, like he was, like Malachi was talking about, the field is, the hash marks are different and stuff. So getting a feel for that. But then, you know, like when he talked about it, he said, yeah, I had to study film and I talked to people, you know, and like, also during the interview, you know, he talks about with Likely and stuff, talking to Likely and, you know, getting a feel for him and how they play and everything. And, you know, that he's quicker than he thought he was and everything. So he sees a lot of stuff out on the field that other people wouldn't even think about.
Now, Malachi Starks was one of many at OTAs yesterday. And here's a guy that he also talked about being at OTAs, what he's learned. So far, you know, you have your practice sessions, certainly at the collegiate level, spring football, and then training camp begins in August for them. But playing at Georgia, a high-level collegiate program and national championship aspirations every single time they kick off a football, and you've got a lot of pros that you're playing with at that level. So, and you've got a lot of guys that have had a high-level college experience, some pro experience. It's like minor league baseball in some capacity, but maybe at a higher level. Because Malachi Starks, whoever the Orioles draft in a month at 19, they're not playing right away. Allie Rutschman didn't play right away. Malachi Starks is going to start right away for a team that's expected to challenge for the Super Bowl. And he's up to the task, we hope.
And Bob, for like a lot of things that you just said, I mean, when you look at the kid, how many of those dudes just won the Super Bowl he played with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's and NFL is different than any other sport because, you know, I mean, you got to be there 3 years, you know, and you go in and you play right away. You know, I mean, Malachi Starks was done in June, gets drafted, and, you know, bam, he's right here. Whereas, you know, I mean, NBA's won it. But age-wise, I think that helps the NFL guys a lot because you can't basically come into your minimum 20. I mean, a young 20, probably like 21 after 3 years, pretty much so.
Yeah, 19-year-old in the NFL would be overwhelming, I would assume.
Physically, yes. Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. So I think the NFL, because of their sport, you know, it is done right. And I think hockey should do the same thing. You know, 18, you know, like this year they're saying, Bob, and there's not a kid in the NHL draft that's going to come in and play. You know, it's kind of like baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time.
Now, in regards to injury yesterday at OTAs, yeah. Bo Braid.
Yeah, pissed me off.
With a Darius Washington, you know, Achilles, there's opportunities to replace him. And Bo Braid, undrafted Terp, he was making a name for himself, but he goes down yesterday. Vinny, you were there, watched it in real time. What happened? Why did it happen? How did it happen? Should it have happened?
No, it should not. It shouldn't happen in a game, sure, in a regular game. In practice, hell no. You got to take care of your teammates. And here's what happened was, because I saw this one plain as day. Receiver, I think it was Kirkwood on the left. He runs a go route. He runs a stutter go. He's got longer beam, number 37, rookie, what, 6th-round draft pick, I think. He's got him beat. And longer beam is chasing him. Bo Braid's playing center field. He's coming over the top because he's reading the ball and he's going over there and he's on top of the receiver. So longer beam is beat. He's trying to catch up. Ball's coming. You know, and it's a little underthrown, so the receiver slows down a little bit. Longer beam pushes him in the back, in the middle of the back. So he throws the receiver out of control, and Braid's on top and throws the receiver right into Braid, right into his legs. And I'm like, you dumbass. The hell are you doing? I probably even yelled that out there. And it was stupid because then you see Bo laying over on the sidelines and he ain't moving. And then two trainers come over and it's not like they're hopping him up or anything. And then you see Bo, they're arm in arm and they're walking him off. And it wasn't like he was walking off gingerly. And
then weight on the leg.
I was so pissed off because it should not have happened. And this is his opportunity, you know, like you just said, to have a chance, especially with Hamilton being gone. You know, it gives him the opportunity to get a ton of reps. And it was total BS. And long and beam, if I'm Chuck Pagano and I'm DB coach, I'm ripping him a new asshole. And that's his fault that he got Bo Braid hurt.
Yeah, because you're trying to make the team. We were talking before the show. And you want to impress. But, you know, you still have to understand the situation and the circumstances. And for Bo Braid, I guess we'll get some intel today when they reconvene at a one winning drive. By the way, the rain's gone. The sun's out. It's going to be in the 80s by the time they get back on the football field here at 12:30. But a frustrating thing, because Bo Braid, you know, Longer Beam was a draft pick out of Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bo Braid, undrafted out of Maryland, second year in the system.
Yep.
You know, Pagano probably likes what he sees. You mentioned Hamilton's not there. Washington's going to be out maybe for the year. Opportunity trying to seize, and now friendly fire could possibly take him out. So it's not a non-contact injury, which are always unfortunate, of course. But, I mean, that does suck, and I didn't even see it.
Yeah, I texted you, you know, like when I was driving home, I said, Bo Braid got hurt, you know, and it's frustrating because if I'm Eric DaCosta or, you know, if I'm Harbs or whatever, dumbass rookie, you know, they're trying to make a play, because you know what? Because you see it so many times is, you know, when you hear the media people talk, well, they let them catch the ball, you know, the veterans. You just run, okay, I'm in position, let him catch it, fine. You know, but a rookie got to make play, got to push him in the back, and it's like, dumb.
So that news was, you know, unfortunate out of a one winning drive yesterday. Again, we don't know the severity of it, but Vinny was there, did not look good. Orioles tonight, as we transition to the original birds, take it on the Tigers, best team in baseball record-wise, best team in baseball because they're good. Really good at playing that thing. And they're coming in here to the Charm City. Orioles coming off a 4-2 road trip where they swept Seattle, dropped 2 out of 3 to the A's. And they'll see. We will. They get back in the win column. Good news is we'll be at Pickles tonight.
Nice.
5:30. No weather issues. We're going to be at Pickles at 5:30 with Baltimore baseball tonight. Outside for the first time in about 3 weeks. Maybe a little bit more than that. So come on down. The Orioles playing for their playoff lives, perhaps. Jordan Westberg's expected to be back for this series, which means there's going to be a corresponding roster move. And if we get it, we'll share it with you. But Westberg's coming back. Cedric Mullins will be back here soon. Gary Sanchez, Tyler O'Neill. So they have position players returning rapidly, which means others are going to be leaving the nest. Pitching-wise, will they have what they have? And they're going to have to make do with what they have. But after sweeping a team in Seattle that was first place at the time, not at the Tigers level, but first place nonetheless. On the road, let's see if the Orioles can rise up here and compete, because we've seen the Orioles, you know, play up to the level of competition. Yankees, Cleveland, Seattle. Let's see if they can do it here against Detroit. You have any commentary on that, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. Are we done with excuses, reasons for the Orioles being 12 games out of 500? Steve Molesky said for the Orioles to even realistically think about some sort of playoff run, they got to go 40-20, 38-22 level, because they're 12 games under 500. Let's not forget that. They need to play out of their minds just to get to mediocrity. I don't see it based on the pitching and the inconsistencies of the offense. I hope I'm wrong. What do you think? 410-583-1057. It started off Tuesday. We're cracking it at 12. We're doing it together here on the field.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You got the NIL nonsense going on. There's college sports, is pro men's basketball, to a lesser extent, women and football. It's pro sports.
No doubt.
It's pro sports. They're hiring GMs. And the story Nolan alluded to yesterday that we were talking about, Maryland Hoops with Kevin Willard and Damon Evans, former head coach, former AD. That was out there for all to read in the Baltimore Sun. We'll be talking about that as well, as Kevin Willard and Damon Evans both had feet out the door. The thing that I found not fascinating, but I'm glad Pine said it, Daryl Pine's president of the university, in the story, Damon Evans was a nobody, dead man walking, got whacked by his own alma mater, and we gave him a lifeline. Remember, they made him the assistant to the assistant back in 2014. It screwed up his own career at Georgia as the AD there.
Yes, he did.
I mean, doing things that aren't illegal, but maybe immoral and frowned upon in some circles. But either way, like, who was he? We brought him back into
a business
that he was shunned from. And he wound up hosing us like this. But on the flip side, Willard came in, didn't like what he was seeing. I guess didn't get any intel. According to the story, and Keith Kavanaugh is going to be joining us Friday because he's kind of known all about this for years. Damon basically tried to get him everything he wanted. You know what I mean? And it still wasn't enough. So I think Willard probably had buyer's remorse, wanted to get out pretty much from the jump. knew that basketball was always going to be secondary at Maryland to football. That's Penn State, understandable. University of Maryland knew.
Right.
It's the other way around. Yeah,
just like North Carolina and Duke.
It's the other way around. And if football can rise up to Friedman, Bobby Ross, Jerry Claiborne levels, Jim Tatum, God bless you. But knew. But basketball's lived in the palace. They've lived in the suites. They've been the kings of the world. And if not, always invited to the party as priority guests. You can rebuild that. I mean, football's got 10,000 people at the games.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and I was a season ticket holder. I don't want to belabor the point, for 13 years. I was at the Ralph years when there was 35, 40 grand for Eastern Michigan. They were playing on Thursday nights on national TV, which doesn't happen much anymore because the NFL rules Thursday nights. They don't do the college football like that, but they were on it. Florida State, Miami, Virginia. Yeah. All those days. I was there for that.
And you
those
know,
days are long gone.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is that, well, you can't do it at Maryland. I call BS on that. You know, I mean, because you just saw it at another Big Ten school. Indiana's a basketball school. And now you can't get it. All season tickets sold out. That place is crazy. So it can be done. You just gotta have the right guy in charge.
And with the playoff field expanded.
Yeah.
It gives you an opportunity. Ryan Day says four Big Ten teams should be mandatory to get into the playoff field the way things are changing. That's a whatever. That's a fluid situation. Will continue to be so. So, yeah, Indiana can get in. You know, it's only a matter of time if Iowa's in there or Wisconsin or somebody
look
like that.
Look at Illinois real good this year.
Yes, they are. Michigan State was loaded a couple of years ago and would have been in the playoffs if it was the field that it is currently. Hell, Indiana would have been one in back in 2020 when Penix was their quarterback. So Maryland can get it done. And Maryland's football history is Alabama's compared to Indiana's.
Well, plus the other thing that Maryland's got, Indiana, Bob, there's no players in, you know, a four-hour driving distance from there. Four-hour driving distance of the Terps. You could make your team off of that.
So with all the drama, Nolan, we were talking about it yesterday, get in here, with Willard and Damon Evans, they overshadowed Maryland's tournament run to the Sweet 16. And the brilliant wins, they had all them buzzer-beating losses throughout the course of the year. And then they win that dramatic win with Queens Banker to get to the Sweet 16. And that was all blown away by the drama with Damon Evans, who out the door to SMU, and with Willard himself, and some are saying that Kevin Willard had already probably committed to Villanova, which means Kyle Neptune was, you know, obviously he was going to get Cundiff, hand-chosen successor to Jay Wright. They probably knew for months that this was the inevitability, and when you played that cut, the press conference when he left Seton Hall for Maryland, which was almost verbatim, to what he said about Maryland eventually going to Villanova, it was mind-boggling. It was like he was reading off a script. I think he injected his wife into the second one where he was talking to somebody else.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Throw a new word in, make it think like it's
done. Copy the person sitting next to you, their homework, word for word.
It's like Vanilla Ice with Ice Baby not ripping off Queen and David Bowie under pressure. Nah, there's a beat change.
Well, it's
not the same.
Yeah. The thing that sucks is, sucks for those because every one of those players is gone, you know, and they had a great opportunity.
And they were all, because they knew it was up, they were all bouncing. They were already looking at other opportunities.
Yeah, it was, right. It was
go
sad.
Ahead, Nolan.
Well, that's a whole nother thing with the NCAA, just simply allowing conversations, official conversations over, hey, do you want to come over and transfer over here to be happening while the tournament's taking place? That's absurd. I mean, you want to present yourself as close to a professional sports organization where it's be, you know, you said it, college is becoming more like the pros. Well, then set up an actual pro structure where our off season begins on this date. You can negotiate transfer stuff in NIL between this day and this day. Once you hit this, it's a deadline. There's none of this going on while the playoffs are going on. Players or coaches, you have to wait until you're done before you can seek your next job. I mean, this should be simple stuff.
Yeah, it seems like a simple fix.
It's in the pros, it's tampering.
Yes.
If you do that. In college, it's the wild, wild west. And for years before the athletes were able to get paid and didn't have to sit out the year, you know, you transfer, you had to sit out an entire season.
Yeah.
The coach that recruited you, he could leave. If you hold on, Vinny, if he wanted to leave, the player that you recruited, he had to sit out a season. While the coach that brought you in, that you were going to ride and die with, he's already started his new job at another destination getting paid. So that's always been unfair to the student athlete. Now it's just like, whatever, do what you got to do.
And Bob, I don't know when it's, but if you wanted to transfer within your conference, you had to sit out 2 years.
Jeff George, baby.
Yeah. No doubt. And Bob, you talk, you know, like the Nolan, you're talking about the time. How about that Penn State backup quarterback? Remember, they were in the playoffs or whatever, and he had to leave.
Yep, he said, bye-bye, going to go, got to take care of myself. Take care of number one. Then again, some of these players in college football in particular, they don't play in their bowl games because they don't want to get hurt because they're moving on to the next level. It's a business. It's all about the dough. I mean, the fan support's still going to be there. People are going to watch the games. People are going to bet on the games. I mean, I'll be front and center watching 7 college football games a day starting in less than 3 months, just like everybody else. But as long as my team's good, that's all that matters, right, Nolan?
Well, maybe keep dreaming then.
There you go.
Or adopt another team.
We'll come back, take your phone calls, support that 583-1057. Ravens back at OTAs today. They're here 4 times this week. 3 more to go. Orioles down at Camden Yards taking on the Tigers as Detroit comes in, the best team in baseball. They got a great run differential. They got a really good team. They made a playoff run last year. Orioles, unfortunately, have been a very disappointing 2025, and I would still say they're the most disappointing team in baseball based on preseason expectations. Let's get out to
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The phones, let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, thanks for holding. What's happening?
No problem, man. Bob and Vinny, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
All right. Want to switch it up today, man. You know, talk of some Ravens. I'm tired of talking about the Orioles, who couldn't even win 2 out of 3 in a Little League baseball park out in Sacramento. You know, so
you changed on them quick. Yeah. Friday, you thought they were the 70 Orioles.
man. You know, I was optimistic, man. But, hey, so, Benny, since you've been out there, right, I just want to talk about how you think our quarterback looked. And I'm not talking about Lamar either. My boy Cooper Rush. So, has he been getting any reps with the first team? Because you know anything can happen. So, say if Lamar has to go down, you got any faith Cooper Rush with the weapons on this offense can lead this team? Yeah. Because I believe Cooper Rush is the fourth best quarterback in this division, by the way.
Hey, you know, Rashawn, let me just say this. There's only two quarterbacks out there, Leary and Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush gets every rep with the one. So, he's been getting a ton of reps. Yeah, the only negative I've seen on Cooper Rush is he needs to get more air under the ball, especially in the red zone, and give his receivers and stuff a chance. And he needs to learn D-hop. He needs to learn, you know, the receivers on how they like the ball, how to throw it to them. Like, all the deep balls yesterday, all overthrows. So he needs to get a much better feel. But I think he'll be fine. I mean, he's won games. You know, and that's a big thing.
Yes, he has.
They would structure things to let him do what he could do well if he had to start a game or two.
Okay, yeah, because I know, like, you know, they different type of quarterbacks, him and Lamar. I don't think Cooper Rush is as mobile as Lamar is, though.
No, it's not even close. But they'll let him, you know, because they run Lamar's offense, you know, he runs the ball at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, they bring the guy, you know, he ain't paying $5 million or $4 million for nothing, though. So, you know, I like the guy. You know, he's one of my favorite guys down in Dallas. Nice guy. I met him before, you know, so I was happy that they brought him in and everything. But hopefully we don't need to use him, though. You know, hopefully Lamar shows up and get through another season healthy. So,
You sound excited about the Ravens' chances. Yeah. And you're bummed that Cooper Rush doesn't play for Dallas anymore, Rashawn.
With Prescott injury history, man, you know, having Cooper Rush down there was a good asset. You know, he won a lot of games for us, though, you know. So, but, hey, that's the past, though. But, I guess I'll holler at y'all.
Get down Pickles this week. I don't hear no excuse.
I'll be down there, man. I might come down there Thursday to see that shutout, right? You know, because the school ball on the mound, right?
Okay. So. All right. There you go. Yeah. Look at you. Boy, when the tide has turned. All right, Rashawn, thanks for the call. I mean, look, Cooper Rush is the best backup quarterback we believe that Lamar has had. And Tyler Huntley did make a Pro Bowl, started a playoff game because Lamar was banged up. But, you know, he's been kind of the bounce around the league guy. Every team with Super Bowl hopes, if they're at their backup quarterback phase, those Super Bowl hopes diminish. And this is with all due respect to Cooper Rush. He's not Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a two-time league MVP, Hall of Fame resume-building guy. Cooper Rush is a backup quarterback. Or he'd be starting somewhere.
And he'd be making more than $5 million.
Yeah, all the crap quarterbacks in this league.
Now, Buffalo's backup, is that still Trubisky?
I think he did re-up. Let me double check.
I'm
but
pretty
yeah.
sure, yeah.
Yeah, but that dude was the second pick, third pick in the draft, though.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, it is what – I mean, if Lamar goes down and it's for a while, Ravens are in trouble. But if it's for a game or two, they'll be fine.
Right. Can he navigate you, Cooper Rush, to a 2 or 3 game stretch?
Right. That's – I think he can.
All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Bob, I'm asking about Passaio today. The 365 on-base percentage, you know, AAA, OPS, what's that, 961, 13 home runs and just 156 plate appearances. So do you think he'll be called up, and do you think – they could carry 3 catchers with him on the roster?
Well, Rock Abaco, MassinSports.com, wrote about this very subject, PT. And he'll get called up, we assume, at some point. He's been playing first base as well, which would give it an opportunity, because Ryan Mountcastle is going to be out for 2, maybe 3 months. And who knows what happens with Kobe Mayo when all the roster maneuvering takes place. Maybe Mayo goes down to work on his defensive skills at the first base bag. But Basayo, yeah, the bat is clear that he can mash. He's only caught 11 games this year, though. So let's not think it's Pudge Rodriguez, Benito Santiago, Johnny Bench coming up here to replace Adley Rutschman. That's not happening. But him swinging it back for the Orioles, we said this back in spring training, probably. Question is, will it be sooner or later that happens?
So you think they would carry three catchers when they do call him up?
Yeah, and Sanchez could be your right-handed DH, could be a trade dude. Who really knows?
Right. The Brewers use Sanchez, you know, in their playoff lineup as a DH. So he does have a good bit of potential as a stick. So I'm not done with him yet. I think we're going to get some results out of him this year, as well as, you know, I think O'Neill we're going to get some stuff out of as well.
No, I think Gary Sanchez, PT, thanks for the call. If he does well in June and the Orioles are still 8 games out of the wild card, Gary Sanchez gets traded because he's only on a 1-year deal. But Sam Basayo swinging it back for the Orioles at 25. Yeah, I think that's a reality. We'll talk about that with Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner coming up at 11:30. We'll return, reset the program for you. Bo Bray got hurt. I mean, there's this etiquette that you have at OTAs where you try not to hurt your own, especially in an era when non-contact injuries take players out. And a lot of players in the AFC North, not a lot, but a few, have decided mandatory minicamp's not their thing because, you know, they want more money. Coming from Georgia and transitioning that high-level practice experience going up against high-level players into the NFL. And I mean, there's still a gap between an NFL team and even the greatest college team, but you know, maybe it's shrunk over the years here as opposed to where it was, say, 20 years ago.
Well, Bob, look at some of the guys. I mean, he had to go one-on-one against Bowers in practice, Bob, who might be the best tight end in the NFL right now. So, yep. I mean, he's had to go. He's seen great talent. He's seen a lot of these draft picks, whether it be last year, year before, playing in the SEC. He's seen a bunch of those guys. So it's not like it's wow, this, you know. I don't think. I think he walks in and he sees, you know, familiar faces that he's played against. And it looks like he's all in on learning and studying players and studying receivers, studying tight ends. I was so impressed when I listened to him talk yesterday that he just seemed so, you didn't think he was a rookie. Let me just say that.
Polished, shall we say. And a lot of these, you know, star athletes come up from the high school ranks as 4 or 5 stars. You know, people got microphones in their face then.
Yep.
Then you get to the SEC where they're constant. They play 15 games a season constantly with microphones in their face. So they kind of learn early on how to navigate the media.
Well, plus the other things.
And he's respectful to the media, yeah, which I've noticed as
the,
well.
The other thing, Bob, is what those big programs do, because like you said, they're going to have a microphone. They give them classes from their media people, you know, at Georgia or where in Alabama or wherever, you know, on how to talk to the media. So they don't sound, because if you get a kid and he goes up there and he's talking to the media and it's like, you know, he sounds like an idiot. That's a bad reflection on the kid and the university.
Or it comes off arrogant, too.
Yeah.
All right, this is beneath me. How dare you ask me these sorts of questions? You know what I mean? Anyway, NFL news for you as we get to the top of the hour. We got Kevin Ostreicher from USA Today, the Ravens Wire, doing this every Tuesday. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, James Cook at minicamp. Wants a new deal. Blew off OTAs, but he's there because it's mandatory.
See, I think, Bob, that's the thing where Buffalo, they told him, said, listen, you don't come to mandatory minicamp. We ain't even talking about a deal. Sit on your ass all you want. You know, do you want a deal? Come in. If you come in, we'll talk. So I'm guessing that was part of it. And the other thing is you get fined, what, $34,000 a practice?
Jonnu Smith, Dolphins tight end, a lot of trade talk about him maybe going to Pittsburgh. ESPN's Marcel Louis-Jacques said he did not, Smith, report to Dolphins minicamp.
Yeah, I wonder if they told him not to come because they're in trade discussions. you know, that
because remember there was talk 2 weeks ago maybe that it was almost a done deal. Then it went on the back burner. Then it kind of repercolated here.
Boy, it repercolated after the Pittsburgh tight end tore his Achilles. Backup tight end.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
T.J. Watt, Diana Rossini, The Athletic. He is not attending the team's mini camp as he too wants a new deal going into the brand new 25 season. Same with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. The Athletic reporting that as well. These two guys are kind of competing for the same money, aren't they?
Well, I would think TJ's deal will get done. Hendrickson, it doesn't seem like they want to get it done at their price. Hendrickson wants to get it done. I mean, the dude's coming off of 17 and a half sacks 2 years in a row, and they don't want to pay him like he's valued at. Then if you didn't want to pay him and you knew that you thought that you could bully him like you've done in the past, and he's like, screw you guys, I ain't doing that no more. So they probably effed up there, Bob, and they probably should have traded him if they'd have known, you know, that he wouldn't come in. And now he's stubborn. He's like, screw you. So they may end up having to trade him.
Terry McLaurin, wide receiver, Washington. All the feel-good, warm and fuzzies there. Not showing up. Mandatory minicamp. All about the dough, baby. Yep. And rightfully so. Go get yours. Hey, he's earned it.
Bob, there's no question about it. I mean, because he's earned it, and he's performed for them, and he wants to get paid like it. So, yeah, I mean, that is their right. I mean, pay me like I've been playing. You know, my comparable is that, and that's what I should get paid. And rightfully so.
Because they brought in Deebo Samuel. I mean, the
and he's making...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of optimism, and it should be, for the Washington Commanders this year. But disgruntled Terry McLaurin not showing up when you need him to be there sort of stuff. It becomes the always, what is it, Vinny?
Distraction.
Yeah, the big distraction. Yeah. That
because all the media, they're not asking about anything that's positive going on. They want to know, you know, what's happening with McLaurin, you know. And the thing about it is, Bob, if he is not there, because I read something, well, they should trade him. I mean, you're going to trade your best receiver and your quarterback has a great relationship? No. And, Bob, I would take him 10 out of 10 over Deebo Samuel any day of the week. Deebo's on the way down. McLaurin's on the way up.
Couple of quarterback tidbits for you. Deanna Rossini again with The Athletic. Kirk Cousins is expected to report to minicamp for Atlanta. He's already been demoted. They would probably like to jettison him. So, I mean, him showing up, I guess, is a good thing. In what regard?
He doesn't get fined. And Bob, you know, I was listening yesterday, Pat Kerwin, and they were talking about his situation. And they were saying, because, you know, he lives down there now in Atlanta and his wife's from down there. So that's where they want to be. And they were saying that guys that, because he has a no trade clause, so he can deny anything. For him to go and be away from his family and go to another team for a year and live in an apartment and all that, it ain't great. So he can stay, be the backup there, get his money that he's getting, which is huge money.
Yes, it is.
You know, and if the rookie doesn't pan out, he'll be better. Otherwise, just take Bob. What's that dude made, like over $300 million? He's made a lot of money for a fourth-round draft pick.
And I apologize. We had the grizzled veteran columnist from Minnesota a couple weeks back.
Oh,
and
Pat Royce.
Oh, he dropped a Macho Man Savage on him. I think the literal quote was, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
And real quick, Colts, new ownership. Jimmy Irsay's daughters will take over control. Jimmy, when he took over for Bob, said that I'm just handing the 100% going to the family, and it's certainly staying there. But Anthony Richardson, shoulder problem, going to seek another opinion from Neil Allitrate later this week. Had surgery on the shoulder 2 years ago. Looks like that might be imminent again, which means, Vinny, it looks like the Colts are going to be needing a new quarterback here. Not just for this season, but the future.
Yeah, well, they brought in Daniel Jones, you know, to compete with Richardson. I mean, and Bob, once he checked out during the season, I think the players checked out of him. You know, like, I need to tap out for a play.
He was tired. Need a load management in the middle of a fourth quarter drive. I mean, that's the best time to do it, I would guess. We'll come back, talk Ravens, Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today Ravens Wire. Whip around. Stanley Cup Finals Game 3 took place last night. It was puppy pants. A lot of drama, however, surrounding said game. And then Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner talking about the Orioles-Tigers. That series starts tonight. Birds dropped 2 out of 3 to the A's, trying to prove that they are for real, or they are back, as Nolan thinks. And what better way to do it? Beating a good team, the best team in baseball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.